I will take up the chair of this call. So, welcome everyone. Meeting now in order. Since some of our key players are at the security, science and technology, semantic technology for intelligence, defense, and security conference today, so in that we have a few people who are fairly new here, so I am suggesting that we spend a bit of time going through the basics, taking inventory on where things stand, rather than, let's say, form our architecture committee or going into in-depth discussion. I want to see if, I mean, there's huge disagreement or huge objection to that, and in that light, please review the agenda and in session chat. Yeah, that's where I'm trying to find. Yes.
Just one slight deviation from that agenda. I'd like to ask you and Ken if you were able to review the materials I sent earlier this week. I don't think I've gotten a reply.
Yes, I did see that. I apologize, Todd. I was totally swamped. I have not had a chance to go through it yet, myself. But I will. Let's find out from Ken. Ken has been traveling too, I think.
Yeah, I've been traveling.
Okay. I forgot to send the material to Leo, so I did too, and I spoke with him yesterday and the day before. He'll look at it also. He started enumerating some more services that I don't think we've mentioned before.
I mean, actually, since we have a fairly small team, send it to the mailing list by all means.
Okay.
Someone just joined?
Yeah, this is whole team.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
No problem. No problem. I realize you can only be with us for, like, half an hour, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we just said, instead of going into the details about architecture and API, and since we have a few new people and some who are fairly new, we might spend the time taking inventory and going through some of the basics instead. But while
as a fairly new member, I would be happy.
Yes.
About this.
Since Mike is here only for the first half hour, my suggestion is we do the roll call, which we just did, and welcome Alessandro, who is new with us, and let him introduce himself.
Please. Well, yeah, okay, for the many who don't know me, okay, I'm Alessandro Adamu, and PhD student from the University of Bologna, Italy, and along with my PhD work and previous work as a research assistant, I'm involved with Claudio Gangemi's group in Semantic Technology Lab. And okay, and some would know me since the NEOM project and my involvement with building semantic support for user interaction with ontologies, but during my PhD work I am focusing on more with respect to contextualization on ontologies and reasoning and rule support. And since I'm currently involved with the Interactive Knowledge Stack project, which is mainly focused on providing a stack of semantic web services for supporting content management systems for small and medium enterprises, we've been mostly involved with building an ontological architecture, kind of a software architecture, completely RESTful-based for basically constructing and managing a controlled environment for managing ontologies and reasoning services, and which I will also would like to introduce to you during the rest of this call and see if there are possibilities to include work done in CRES as part of this OOR initiative, which I believe actually can have a strong connection and strong benefit from it. If you have particular questions as to what I just said or introduced myself.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alessandro. Do I understand it correctly that you will be play an active role and continue to participate in the project, in the OR initiative, rather than just standing in for Aldo at this meeting? Is that the correct assumption? So you'll be with us from here onwards?
It is correct. I first heard about this 2 days ago, but after browsing the pages and all the information you linked here about the initiative, I would like to be part of the story, if possible.
Fantastic. So I can get you subscribed into the mailing list, of course, on your confirmation now. And then if you refresh the page now, your name now is in WikiWords, and it starts a wiki page and start populating the page and let the rest of us know more about you. And since this program is hosted on the Ontolog Forum, which is sort of a good place to chat, and if you love ontologies like the rest of us, you're welcome to join the Ontolog Forum as well, although Ontolog and OR are two very distinct communities, and of course a huge overlap, but they are still distinct, and you're welcome to do that too. And there's a membership section at the front page of the wiki. You can take a look and follow the instructions over there.
So just fine. Can I make an account on my own then?
Yes, definitely. You need to create an account on the wiki before you start editing. Yes, please. And when you create the account, try to use the wiki word like the two capitalized A's and so on when you create.
Because okay, of course.
That's mostly what other people do. I mean, different communities do it differently. Some people would accept Fatman as your ID, but we generally use real names.
Okay, that's just fine. Actually, thank you for welcoming me on board.
Mm. Okay. Yes. And if people have refreshed their page already, now I added like Johnny and Kim onto the list, although neither of you are new to this, but at least you have not frequented our meetings much, maybe since there's so many new people. Both of you could give a brief introduction, that would be nice too.
Okay, hello, I'm Joni. I'm from University of Helsinki and Aalto University.
And your OR related projects would be?
Developing this on the Ontology server, which is like a Ontology server for publishing and utilizing ontologies. Main use cases are content indexing and information searching and ontology development also. And Kim is at the moment just chatting. He hasn't got a microphone.
Okay, so.
But he has sent his records. Yeah.
Okay, maybe you can introduce Kim also. Then.
Well, Kim is a PhD student at the same university as me.
Huh.
And, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would also like to take an opportunity to introduce one name. I would not go into detail, but there's a person whom we have seen, not on OOR, but at a recent Ontolog R2 presentation. His name is Eric Chan, who is the chair of the OASIS Integrated Collaboration Object Model Technical Committee, and he works from Oracle. He has joined recently. He cannot join this call, but he has joined recently in ICOM. I mean, that technical committee is called ICOM. Has a huge implementation of a lot of things that are related to collaboration and content management in place, and they are willing because the ICOM technical committee is an open standard committee and have a lot of code that they can already contribute. So I want to introduce, at least get people to hear about his name. And one of the things on today's agenda is that I actually hope to come up with a session, let's call it OR Dev Take 5, so that people who have not had a chance to run the rest of the community by run their technology by the rest of the community have a chance to showcase and tell us their approaches and how they think let's say the whole OR should move and how their piece would fit in and so on. And in particular, I mean, I can see like Alessandro, the Neon work, the Anki work, Eric's work on ICOM, and there's another technical committee that Eric is also associated with. It's called CMIS, it's Content Management Integrated Services. So it's, again, I mean, content management and service orientation, which is very appropriate to us. But these guys obviously don't quite come from ontologies, but they come from like object-oriented programming, service-oriented architecture. But one thing important though, these are all like enterprise-level coders and developers. So what is more close to them are like robustness, scalability, and those things which we totally need, I mean, on our team. So I think, I mean, with these new additions, we're going to have an extremely exciting team. So that's all the introductions. So while Mike can still be with us, I want to skip onto the setting up of OR Dev Take 5 session. If one would go to purple number 2 JEV. If you work with a browser that can search on the page, each bullet point or each paragraph on our page is addressable. So if you just search on page for 2 JEV, like electric vehicle, 2JEV, then that's the point I want to talk about right now. So another panel discussion. Most of you are already familiar with the format. We have like anywhere from 3 to 6 presenters, each taking maybe anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, nominally about 10, so that they can get their point out. They can prepare a deck of slides, which could be more complete than their presentation, to expose everyone else to their technology. And then we spend a bit a longer time, at least maybe half an hour, on discussions, capturing everything into a chat board and so on, which has been a fairly effective means of sort of getting the community together, synced up. So OR Dev Take 5, let's try to organize that. And one, we need someone who can step up to chair the meeting, someone who obviously know how we generally do it, and then we find out who will be, well, of course we'll pick a date, and then we'll find out who would be able to present, and making sure those panelists can actually make that date. So looking at the calendar, next week and the week after next is sort of mostly it's occupied by things related to the ISWIC, which is coming up, the International Semantic Web Conference. I don't know how many of you here will be there. I mean, will our friends from Finland be over at ISWIC? Or our Italian friends? Alessandro, will you be there?
I'm not going to be there personally, but I think Aldo and Valentina are going there.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. And Mike will be there, right? Dean?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Mike Dean and myself will be there. Matthew, are you going to be at ISWIC?
No, unfortunately I won't, and Enrico will not be there either.
Oh, Enrico is not going to be there either? Oh.
No.
Unfortunate. Hoping to
see her.
Yes, there. Okay, so at least quite a few of us will be at ISWIC, so I suggest we don't meet in the next two upcoming Fridays, which means the first available slot would be, if we pick a Friday slot, would be the 12th. And we also have been playing around with dates a little bit, and looks like this time, which is like 6 a.m. in the morning for me, but I'm happy with it as long as we can get enough people to join, or 8:30 my time, which is like 2.5 hours from this hour, is the next sort of best time. So let me ask, would the 12th be a good date?
12th of what month, Peter?
In November.
Yes, for me.
I'll be flying back from ISWC on the 12th.
My apologies. Yes, I just said, I mean, the 5th and the 12th are bad dates, so I totally apologize. I mean the 19th. I actually meant the 19th.
Yep, that still looks good for me.
Yep, good for me.
All right, okay, so 19th it will be, and let's pick a time. We pick sort of 6 a.m. in the morning for the general group, because this will be for regular meetings. But like 8:30, which is like half an hour before our usual time, from which was 9 a.m. for me, works for a lot of people too. So our pick is between 6 and 8:30. So any preference? I guess we brought it early so that our European friends wouldn't have to give up their dates, Friday evening dates, for OOR. But I guess for big events like a panel discussion, you will not have a lot of time that evening anyway. So I'm happy with either 6 or 8:30, or whatever time it means. Like this time or 2.5 hours after this time. And beware, these panel discussions will be 2 hours, and if we have a lot of people, it might even run to 2.5. So since we are the people who are at the call, we do make the call. So preferences.
For me, if Mathieu, I will be in a meeting on the 19th and traveling back in the late afternoon. So the earlier the better for me.
The earlier? I thought you said you're traveling back. So are you sure?
I will be in the plane late afternoon, European time, which means this time will be probably better.
Okay.
It will be before flying back.
Okay. All right.
So rather early.
Okay. All right. So.
Well, same goes for Alessandro, actually, because considering that the call could take several hours, and the fact that I get kicked out of my office quite early on Fridays,
mm-hmm.
again, the earlier the better.
Can you remove yourself from the office earlier and then take this from home or something? Then we wouldn't have to worry about you leaving early and missing part of the discussion. I agree early, but even early. I mean, if early, what is early? Be careful.
I think they mean the earlier time, Peter.
Yeah, okay.
Out of the two options, the earlier time.
I understand the earlier time. Also, please note that by then we will be back onto standard time. It's a bit messy. So if everyone go to 2JFN, I actually had a world clock there. So click on that link to see the exact time.
But Europe goes back to standard time this weekend, and North America goes back to standard time next weekend.
Ah, so we will all be back at standard time by then.
We should be all in sync by the 19th. Yeah.
Okay.
If Wikipedia is right.
All right. I assume that world clock link would work. Should work. So this is it. And let me see, go back to that point about the tick 5. Date time. I've got that. And let me see. So if you refresh the page, it's a bit slow. If you refresh the page and go on to purple number 2JEV, then I've got the date time there. Again, it'll be 2 to 2.5 hours. So, who would be willing to take on the co-chair role? Let's find two people so that we distribute the work a little bit.
I can do it.
All right, Ken. One more co-chair. Select Mike, maybe. Todd?
I guess I can help Ken out, yeah.
All right, okay. So, co-chair Ken Kowalski and Michael Greenberger. All right, panelist. First off, I would look towards... So Joni, you and Kim would be one team, right? Monkey?
Yeah, I guess it's great, yeah.
All right. So, if you are working on two different projects and have different contributions, it could be two things. Because that's why this was a question, not an answer. That I was trying to pose to you.
Sorry?
Yeah, my question was whether you and Kim will be on the same presentation or a different one. Because if you are working on like two different things, then it could be two different presentations. Like for example, I'm sure the Neon people will be able to sort of inject into OR at multiple points, and not just one or two.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So we have one presentation together.
Oh, all right. So
I'm sorry to play the spoil sport. Sorry for that, but I just took a look at my calendar. Unfortunately, on the 19th, I, Alessandra, I'm flying to Berlin. So I guess whatever I'm saying on my behalf, well, hopefully Aldo would step in for that conference, but I should ask him. Sorry for that interruption, sorry.
Okay. So let me put, let's say, Aldo and Alessandro as one team, and then Joni and Kim as another team.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Aldo, Jemmy, Sandro, one team, then Joni and Kim. And then Eric would be one team. I hope that he can make that date. Anyone else who has a new approach to present, particularly in terms of technology or any new updates from the last day presented?
I couldn't get any present something.
Oh, is that Matthew?
This is Matthew, yeah.
Oh, good, great.
We have new developments and new technologies coming up, so I can present an update on what I presented before.
Oh, fantastic. But take this mainly as what you will see in the context of OOR. So not a presentation of your current project, but also, but mainly also how it will fit in, or how you see that fit into the overall picture of OOR, so that we can have a sort of global effort in that.
That's a good point. I will by then have a closer look to the recent development in terms of the architecture of OOR.
Right.
And try to fit the things we are doing into that directly.
Now, we don't have anything for you to fit in yet. So far, we've got a bunch of single slides, a bunch of approaches that we will try to fit in. We will try to maybe design an architecture that everyone will fit into. One, may or may not be possible to start with, but at least we want to see what is on the table. So far, we've probably got like four or five of those, and then we want to see the ones from you guys also before we even sit down and say, how can we fit everyone in?
Okay. So what you would like to see is basically a catalog of possible candidate approaches and possibly techniques or components.
Right. Approaches. I mean, what are the approaches? What code are already available that could be donated or that would be shared with this initiative on a simplified BSD basis. Also, I mean, if you check more recently, we have agreed on the licensing arrangement, which would be the simplified BSD. So essentially, it's almost totally open. So also be prepared.
Okay, so I can certainly do something very quick, simply listing components we would be happy to share.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
And how those components are currently implemented.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's because maybe one of the things in the architectural decision and API decision is how can we fit everybody's work in.
Hmm.
Okay, looks good. And anyone else? The usual suspects of Todd, Northeastern, Toronto,
nothing really new.
Raytheon, BBM.
Yeah, Peter, I don't think there's anything new on our side yet.
Okay. All right. Then.
Yeah, you're probably going to be on my telephone again, so I don't think they will have anything new this month.
All right. Okay. So, but you can join us on that date, though, Mike, Dean.
Yes, I believe.
Fantastic.
Peter?
Yes.
Just to reiterate, what is the date and time of this meeting?
If you refresh the page and look at purple number 2, JEV is already on there, and it's Friday, November 19th, I'm sorry, November 19th.
That's why I was running, you had October there.
Right, sorry. I'm glad you asked. So it's November 19th. And it's 2 to 2.5 hours.
I need to drop off now.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Yep. So, so back to Todd. Todd, you have a new thing that you want to maybe present that at this session as well?
Yeah, well, I can. Hopefully it'll be further along. I mean, what I did, I started with Ken's componentization. I reworked it just a bit, and then I started trying to put some of the services underneath the hood, underneath each of those components. And the question is whether those are the correct services, whether this covers what we really need to have. And then there's the issue, I was speaking with Leo yesterday about the naming of those services. We'd like to try and make the terminology used somewhat ontologically sound to provide the scalability and flexibility we hope we get. Yes, I can present those.
Fantastic.
Hopefully in the interim, I will get some feedback and we'll get some further progress on it.
So that your presentation will be, could we say your presentation is a summary of our last our architecture API discussion? Do you think you are representing most of the people who presented, or are you just representing Ken's work? For example, is the Toronto work, Cameron's work, German people?
The answer is no. As I said, it's right now it's just an extension of Ken's work and other ideas I've heard and put forth myself.
Uh-huh. All right.
If I can get some feedback in the interim, then I could then, use that sort of label that it represents more consensus, but at this point the answer is no.
All right. So would you want to do that as a team with Ken then? If that presentation is mainly Ken's work.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just volunteered you, Ken.
I am reviewing your
So
it actually looks very good.
So
I'd like to get everyone else's input. I just wanted to get some preliminary feedback from a small group before I push it out to everybody to get everyone's feedback.
Okay. So Ken and Todd as one team, Aldo and Alessandro as one team, Joni and Kim as one team, Matthew on his own, Eric on his own. So we've got five, I guess, very substantial presentations. Try to keep it to 10 minutes, but if you run over a little bit, we'll not sort of be very upset, but we definitely want people to have more time discussing because we have a lot of things to fit into each other. So try to keep the briefing very brief. You can put more slides into the deck for completeness purposes. Would that be okay, everyone?
You try.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, follow me too. I guess I will prepare Aldo for staying in 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully you can join us for a little bit or something, even if you can't be on the whole session.
Yeah, maybe so. I'll be flying early in the morning, European time.
Mm-hmm.
So I could stand the chance.
Okay, great. And so do you prefer to be like at the later part of the presentation? Does that help?
I don't think it makes quite a bit of a difference because I really don't know when I'm going to be online, if I'm going to be online.
Okay,
Berlin.
Then
so I would just keep it as it is. And
yeah, we'll just keep it. There's no particular order anyway, because every piece is an independent piece from all the others, except maybe Ken and Todd should go first, because I mean theirs is a sort of progress from earlier work, and that could set the stage for everyone anyway. So that's quite good. Then let's go back to the beginning, and I am going to sort of walk everyone through item at 2JE7. For those of us who have been on the team, I mean, this is sort of a standard agenda item that we talk about. And this is the first thing that shows up, almost the first thing that shows up on the OR homepage, which we call the most critical task at hand. That sets the sort of tactical move, the sort of tactical approach as to, I mean, what is it that we really need to get done. So supposedly every meeting we want to review this, even if it's just briefly, and maybe shuffle the priorities if we need to, and so that we are all sort of in sync as to what is important to this team. So as we have it now, we need to prepare and adopt a system architecture. We need to define a set of APIs. We need to define and adopt a set of ontology metadata, hopefully as an extension of OMV, which has already done very good work in front of all of us. And we also, number two is we want more contributor, which we are doing as we speak at this meeting, which I'm really happy. We need to get our code into the SAMWeb Central code repository, which we haven't done, which we said we were doing, but we haven't started yet, and Mike Dean just left the meeting. Otherwise, we could ping him on the status. So that has not happened yet, and which needs to happen fairly quickly. And after that, Ken Bukowski, Mike Dean, and myself will jointly be running that code repository. There has been some discussion about moving the code repository to GitHub so that we don't have to spend time managing our own, and they're already ready-made and fairly well-implemented services that we can take advantage of, and because our original code contributor, which is the BioPortal people, are moving towards GitHub, moving their code to GitHub as well. That allows us to maybe in a more convenient position to merge codes with them at a later point. But that's later. The first thing is we still want our code into the GForge code repository at SAMWeb Central. And And then the second sub-bullet in terms of development is to get CL support in place, which is totally not in place now. And that mainly falls onto the shoulder of Michael Gruninger and Cameron Ross as a team. Oh, by the way, Michael, we haven't heard from Cameron for a little bit. Are you in touch?
I know. I haven't either. Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, I know, because there's a couple of other things I've been trying to get hold of him for. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I've been trying to get hold of him. I see him on Skype, but I pinged him a little bit, and he didn't show up. And I saw him dropping off onto Log 4. Either because his email, I mean, something went wrong with his email, because I mean the mailing list kicked people off if it bounces too many times. I mean, that could be, that's why I was trying to ping him, and his status is online, but he hasn't responded, so he could be very tied up with something. So if you get a chance, if you get to talk to him first, tell him I'm looking for him too. If I get to talk to him first, I'll tell him you're looking for him.
Okay.
All right. Number three is we need to set up policies and process for contributing work, which we haven't done. And I assume once we have an architecture, those will get to fall in place more easily. Although, we are talking about policies and not code, so there's still some administrative work in that arena that needs to be in place. And that is one area that Todd has been very good at. I mean, trying to make sure he kicks us herd us together. So we look towards Todd's guidance in that area a lot. And clarify IPR issues. I think we have done that. We have clarified, except that we need to document it, which we haven't done. But at least, I mean, we've spent three sessions going through our options, and then a couple of sessions and a lot of behind-the-scenes negotiations, and I think we have a fairly clear position as to how we want to do this now. We have yet to document that, and that's on my shoulders, and I apologize. It's not done yet, but it will be fairly soon. Build out gatekeeping. So in terms of policy and process, once we have those, we need to code it in so that gatekeeping things are in place when people upload upload ontologies into the repository. That is the only piece that stands between a sandbox and a production OOR. We have a sandbox, I mean, good or bad, at least there's some place people can upload an ontology and kick the tires. But we don't have stand up a production ontology repository. So if I'm a person doing ontologies and I say, oh, I heard about OOR, let me upload it there so that the rest of the world can go there and see my ontology. We don't have that in place for this poor guy yet. So that needs to be in place. Of course, I mean, the dependency is all of the above. But we need the policies, and then we need to implement that into gatekeeping. And this is one piece that Ken Bukowski and his team has been working on. They have a ontology description, description language or description ontology that is capturing use cases that will help us sort of get that more easily implemented and implemented as a sort of ontology-driven piece of code. Am I interpreting you correctly, Ken? Oh, use case description. Sorry. Yep.
And I have a gatekeeping component.
Yes.
Which hasn't yet been integrated with the sandbox.
Right. And I guess somehow we could integrate that with or merge that with what is already in place with OMB so that between those we get our policies and our gatekeeping. Set up clear and easy policy and process to engage content stewards. So far, I mean, up to now, we were mainly talking about code. Once we have production, a production instance, we can talk about content. I mean, putting people's ontologies up and essentially engaging people and trying to engage communities to put up their ontologies, or, I mean, if we support more than ontologies, if we can support taxonomies, I mean, we're happy to do that. If we can support, like, linked open data vocabularies, maybe we will. If we can support XML schemas, we might. I mean, these are things that we need to talk about. One, I mean, we want to engage, like, people who have a much longer history than we do, I mean, in terms of knowledge organization, those structures. Like, I mean, we want librarians to be engaged. We want standards people to be engaged so that, I mean, they could upload things that they already have, but in some form of some ontological format to be uploaded into this global ontology repository so that the rest of the world can get onto them. And to repeat, OR is supposedly a federated system of ontology repositories. Of course, the O is, I mean, the main focus of our team is the federated system of open ontology repositories, but we definitely will be supporting interoperability with closed ontology repository that run with a similar architecture or a similar with similar implementations. We don't mind, since our codes will be totally open source and openly licensed. I mean, we welcome people to take those codes and build and extend and run even proprietary extensions, proprietary ontologies, repositories behind their firewalls and so on, and interoperate with the system of open federated ontology repositories. So besides our own open instance, we can see a lot of other instances of open repositories that will be federated with us. I mean, these of which, or at least, I mean, we can see, for example, let's say the biomedical ontology, as simplified in BioPortal, would be one of those. I mean, they will be open, and hopefully they will be compatible and interoperable with us. So, and going to number four, system, and then once we have those policies in place and the communities in place, is that we will systematically solicit content contribution. So, moving from code, which is most of us here at this call now, we will be moving into content, which is only some of us, but we will need to engage a lot more. Let me ask the ONP people. Are you guys both code and content, or mostly code?
Well, me and Kim personally, we are mostly code, but in our team, there's guys doing content also, like on the logistics on different domains.
Right, but
and we have lots of.
But
yeah, sorry.
but your country, your nation, your Finland is sort of big with sort of with content, right? Because it's sort of national policy to put everything sort of ontologically driven into a huge sort of national ontology. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's right. We have this infrastructure of ontologies which are interlinked by various domains.
Right. So that would definitely be, I mean, if that, I mean, obviously you guys will be running your instance of the of some open ontology repository, some closed ontology repository. We definitely need to look towards the federation of that with what we are jointly developing now, so that the eventual, at the end of the day, the whole world ontology repositories could be federated and interoperable. And Matthew, the Neon obviously has many other pieces. A lot of them are content driven as well, right? And
Neon is as a project has a lot of you say collaborations with different organizations. So we could certainly build on these collaborations to engage with people in OOR.
Yeah, and since you are sort of the OOR designate. And you sit next to Enrico, so besides just a contributor of your research work and implementations, we also need you as sort of the liaison into the broader scope of the Neon project.
Not just
the Open University, but other pieces. All over you.
Yeah, I mean, and certainly the Italian people, Alessandro and Aldo, can also help with that.
Absolutely, yeah. I have to thank Aldo because he was actually the first to be really engaged, and he brought Enrico into the fold. I mean, this was even before OOR. I mean, when we were setting up the OOR Ontology Summit. I mean, Aldo and Enrico were both on the advisory committee, and I remember Aldo helped bring Enrico into the picture, which I'm totally thankful for. And if I understand correctly, Aldo, and maybe more precisely Valentina Prisutti, is mainly working on content side of things, right?
Yeah, that is pretty much correct.
Right.
Yes.
So once we get our system, I mean our coding, I mean our implementation side of things in slightly better order, then we will have to draw upon expertise, I mean in content. And obviously your work on ontology development patterns, and I guess the joint work between Valentina and Michael Ushold about exemplary ontologies. I mean, those are things, obviously, are things that we need as the first pieces that gets populated into a real production OOR, so that those can be set as exemplars for other people to follow, and with those exemplars, we would develop some of the policies and the gatekeeping things, and the metadata ontology, because those are the things that we want to guide further contributions of contents. So keep Alessandro, I mean keep Aldo and possibly Valentina in sync, even if they can't join our meeting, and if you're the only person who can join us, keep them informed and keep them sort of aligned and tell us, I mean, if things we need to know, so that we don't stay out of sync, we don't get out of sync with your work in the code. Okay, number 5, getting the work funded. Ken has been, I mean, for a while, Ken and Kate Goodyear, but we haven't heard from Kate Goodyear for a while. Ken has been sort of overseeing funding, but now that we have a lot more better participation from Europe, maybe someone from Europe could step up to the plate and join, I guess, a, we don't have as such. I mean, if we do, I mean, it would be called the funding committee to see or explore opportunities, how we could be funded overall. But so far, even without overall funding, one of the big things that we have been doing all along is we encourage sub-teams that just link themselves up and team up, maybe just two at a time, two or three at a time, of people who do related work who can go out and get funded and use the OR label. The important thing for the coordination here is not so much getting the overall thing funded as much as getting the overall concept expanding into a global effort. So we encourage and support and we'll do whatever necessary. I mean, if you need support letters, references, and so on, we'll all try to support each other so that we can all get funded and try to look at it as a sort of win-win situation rather than competitive situation. I mean, it's not a zero-sum game, and we want, every time we go out, let's all try to use the OR label as a sort of global effort. First, global technology development effort, global content effort, and then it's a move towards supporting the move from more traditional approaches to an ontological approach overall. So get work funded. So I mean I will not sort of press anyone, but for our friends from Europe, think over this, talk to people. I mean, Matthew, talk to Enrico and so on. If Enrico probably is someone with good insights on getting things funded in the EU, for example, and I'm sure the same thing can be said with our other friends, I mean, from Finland or from Germany, Italy, and so on, and see if we could get someone to help coordinate, let's say, European side of funding. And number six is we regularly review requirements and existing standards to make sure we're on track. And there has been some suggestions before already that since this is a global effort, it is convenient that once we get our act together, that we move it towards standardization. And some other incubated projects have gone that route. In particular, a good example is the Units of Measure Standards Ontology effort, which has started as an ontology summit exemplar, then went on to a sort of incubated ontolog projects that went now is represented as part of the work in the OASIS, Open Standards SDO Technical Committee work. So that kind of progress is good, and standardization is one of the efforts that we are trying to drive towards as well. So once we get our act together, we would want to move our work into standardization, and of course, to do that, we want to make sure our requirements are complying with existing standards and not reinventing the wheel. That's also one of the reasons why I wanted to incorporate some of the work that Eric might bring into the table with regard to like content management and collaboration, because some of those are key pieces of an open ontology repository. Not the core pieces, obviously. The core pieces are the ontologies, but collaboration and content management, obviously, are key pieces. And always, number 7, continue with effort in publicity and outreach. Let's try to reach as many people as we can, and that's about it. So there is a thing which I don't have the link, but if you go onto the our homepage, Open Ontology Repository homepage, there is a section which talks about member contribution. Actually, if you search on the page the word contribution, then you can see a page called OOR Active Member Contribution. Go look there. If your names are not there, add your wiki word name there and write a short statement as to what you plan to bring to the table. That is sort of one place where we would at least provide an overview as to who the key players are and what they are bringing to the table. And obviously it hasn't been very active, and if people have changed their scope somewhat, I'm sure, for example, people from Northeastern is a lot more involved today than they were 2 years ago, or Raytheon or Toronto, please go there and update. So that's what I have sort of in terms of a review of the basics and status review. So comment. I wasn't looking at the chat board, so I noticed there are a few questions already. So please voice them.
Okay, so Kim was asking at the chat room if the funding would be like permanent or project, which are the
fund? First of all, I mean, the OOR, are you asking about OOR funding or?
The funding that the European branch of OOR could be like seeking.
Okay, first of all, as of now, there is no overall OOR funding as such. We are all here as volunteers. I don't mind that role, and I hope others don't. And for those who work on funding, we all almost all know between the EU, NRC, and FP7 or whatever. I mean, the funding mechanisms and the US, let's say NSF, the general, guideline is they encourage, European and US collaboration, but each side will need to fund their own work. So NSF is highly unlikely to fund European work, and EU research funding would very unlikely go to the US. Some US funding will flow to Canada, I believe, right? Am I correct, Michael?
Under suitable arrangements of subcontractors.
Not
usually
the case. So essentially we will all try to get funded ourselves, but this is more like labor union. I mean, we have collective bargaining power, if we stay at as a team and we all use the same label. And I think we stand better chances to get funded if it's a global effort, because most of the funding agencies are now looking favorably towards towards funding global activities. So does that answer your question? Okay. Other questions? Now, Michael, you were trying to say something, I believe. Was it?
Nope.
No?
No. No, it's okay.
Okay, Matthew had a few questions or comments. You care to voice them?
No, on the chat we were discussing with Kim the possibility to organize a workshop at ESWC, which would be focused on OR, but I was saying that was it's a different discussion. But on the funding aspect, I have to say, yeah, I think I understand what you mean. I suspect that European level research funding is going to be reasonably hard in the next few months, at least. We had a proposal last year, who was basically the first to not be funded.
Oh.
And which was very aligned with the element of OR, and which involved in particular Aldo's team, and the W3C. And certainly it would probably have made it, I've given it a better chance if we add a line and then use the OR label as you mentioned it. So we are currently trying to do something about this previous proposal. In particular, we're also looking at funding at national level in the UK, with some of the funding agencies who would be quite interested in this sort of initiative. So this is the sort of thing I'm personally looking at the moment.
Yes.
I can come back to you on this particular aspect.
Right, right. It's unfortunate. I guess with the world finances at a stage where there's everything is difficult, But let's hope at least we keep our jobs, and then we can at least spend some time to volunteer on this. That's all I have to say. Yeah, I mean, and if we support each other, keep on sort of writing each other support letters and so on, I think we all stand a slightly better chance.
I mean, there is certainly an element that...
right, but if the funding is not there, there's not much one can do.
Yeah. The OR has been seen as a very US-Canada centric initiative until now.
Okay.
And I would be personally very keen on and I know there have been a lot of similar or other initiatives that could contribute, and I would be quite keen on moving forward in the aspect of getting OR to be an overall label for all these initiatives rather than having competing teams,
yes,
even within Europe. So just to say that I completely support your view on that.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we never intended it to be a U.S. North America, U.S. Canada type effort. I mean, we intended this to be a global effort. Maybe our meeting times weren't very conducive to our friends from Europe, but now we have changed, and hopefully now, I mean, we would need to rely on the few of you here at this call who are hearing this, I mean, to help change that image. This is not a North American effort. I mean, this is a supposed to be a global effort, I mean, from day one. But again, I mean, it's a volunteer effort. I mean, we can't force anyone, I mean, to join. I mean, if we have like $1 billion in our hands and we say, okay, this is a $1 billion effort, and anyone coming here will get funded to do work. I mean, that's easier, but we don't. So it's a volunteer thing, and let's change the image. And thank you, Matthew. Yes, you said it exactly right. We need to do that. So for the comments, yeah, Kim says he will Joni. He and Joni will discuss with Errol Hyvinen. That would be great. So, any other comments?
I actually have a possibly rather dumb question which stems from Mathieu's mention of the workshop. Is there kind of a coordinator publication and outreach plan for OR, say what conferences, what events to use as channels, like exclusively semantic web or knowledge management conference, or for example something more related to SOAs or that sort of things, or journals, whatever. Just asking if there is a kind of a centralized effort for coordinating this outreach and publicity.
So far, no, and I don't even think we have a sort of outreach committee or identify any champion to do outreach. That said, we actually have been blessed with a lot of people who have been quite active helping along. For one, Alex Garcia, whom you have worked with. That was Kim speaking just now, right?
That was Alessandro.
Oh, Alessandro. Oh, okay. Kim and Alex Garcia had this workshop at ESWC before, and Alexander Garcia from Bremen is doing another workshop at ISWIC in Shanghai called SERIS, Semantic Repository. Neither of those were called OOR, but the one at ISWIC is O-R-E-S, and the one at ISWIC is S-E-R-E-S. But it's around the theme of ontology repository, and I guess at both instances, he has sort of given us the honor of putting OOR in a fairly center position, because at the ESWC conference in Greece, I believe Ken Bukowski was invited to speak at that workshop, and then in the upcoming ISWIC, he has invited myself and Natasha Noy to speak at that workshop. So the OOR effort has always sort of been front and center in those efforts. Also, one of the big things which I believe is extremely important is that Michael Grinninger and John Bateman, who are both executive counselors of the International Association for Ontology and Applications, IAOA, they are liaisons to the OOR work. So IAOA actually has an eye on ontology repositories, and so. Maybe Michael can say something about it. And IAOA has an outreach as a sort of very serious outreach and publicity effort, both from existing and established ontology community, as well as an outreach to emerging communities like maybe Brazil, Latin America, Asia, and so on. So that effort is there. Maybe Michael can speak a little bit more to what he sees IAOA's role with OOR.
Right. So the association, right, the mission of the association is to really build up this global community related to ontologies, ontology development and design analysis. And so one part of that community building process is to facilitate the development and deployment of ontology repositories. So this isn't a particular project that is sponsored by the association. The association, again, is playing more of the role of facilitating. And at the bare minimum, what we want to do is to ensure that all of the different ontology repository projects are at least in communication with each other. So that's kind of the bare minimum. A step up above that would be to ensure that all the different ontology repository efforts are in some way interoperable and shareable, so that at least the content of all the different efforts can be shared. And within the OOR, I guess what some things that we're doing is trying to actually move. The OOR group is trying to move, towards having some kind of common implementation platform. So exactly where the association will play a role is kind of more on the minimal side, simply to ensure communication and hopefully interoperability of content. Ideally, actually, we'll have interoperability of actual software architectures. I think that's more the emphasis of the OR group per se. So John Bateman and I participate in these calls, and we're also coincidentally working on our own efforts on ontology repositories. But I want to kind of just emphasize the more the facilitation role as opposed to an explicit project or any kind of idea of sponsorship or endorsement. So the association is not in the area of endorsing particular projects, and we want to mainly bring all of these efforts together. Whether or not an entity like OOR or through OOR there is some kind of funding mechanism that brings together EU and North American agencies, that's OOR's purview. The association won't be endorsing any particular project.
Okay.
You know about it covers it, Peter?
Yes, pretty much. But having IAOA having a sort of executive council liaison into the OOR efforts says a lot, and definitely would be good support if we sort of move outwards and try to get more people spy in.
Exactly. So the association wants to support all of these different efforts, but it would not be we would not want to be in the position of saying only two projects can be funded, and so we're going to pick these two over those other four, for example. We don't want to be in that. That's not the role that the association is going to play. But the association can play a role if there is a particular project that is seeking funding from some particular funding agency, the association can be in the position to say, we support ontology repository efforts and, that sort of idea. But we don't want to be in the position of selecting one or over the other, endorsing one while not supporting the other. Mm-hmm. We want to support everybody.
Right. I guess those tactical decisions come down to this team as we make decisions. I mean, we can't please everyone, obviously, but that's why we definitely would need to sort of use rationality in deciding. I mean, when we come to, like, say, architectural options, I mean, what do we have to take and what do we have to drop? I mean, we can't take all. I mean, one of these days. I mean, but if we all come in with the right mindset, I mean, have all our eyes in the same future, I don't think those decisions would be very difficult. As long as, I mean, we don't try to sort of push our own vested interests, put that in front of sort of the overall community interest, then I think it's going to be extremely easy.
Right. I agree.
Yep. So Ken made his response to Kim. You want to say something about funding, Ken? So we don't have the permanent funding yet. It's not that we won't try. We will continue trying. Maybe eventually.
No, I presume by permanent funding you mean sustainability of the instances.
I beg your pardon?
I assume that by permanent funding the intention was to talk about sustainability of the OR.
Absolutely, yes. Sustainability. Because eventually all our will be production. I mean, and, while a lot of you on the call are researchers, OR is not a research project. OR is, I mean, eventually, at least part of OR, the key thing that calls OR is a production project, which means it needs to operate, it needs iron, I mean, big iron, I mean, to sustain, it needs to run, it needs a staff, and so on. I mean, those are the things that we should not lose our eyes on, and eventually, maybe not any of us here, but eventually someone will have to take care of those things. It will happen.
I was just remarking that it OR is federated, not centralized, so it isn't like we have a centralized...
Right, it is federated, but then we also agree that the OR team will stand up a production instance. And presumably will probably stand up the production instance for the common people. I mean, the people maybe the small-time players who are not the Raytheons or the IBMs or the Oracles, but who needs a place that is persistent, available, highly available, scalable, that he can hang his ontology hat on, so that the rest of the world can access it all the time, like a global standard. Okay, so I guess it's 1 minute to an hour and a half. Last words, anyone? If not, I shall adjourn this call. I think it's a good meeting, and in the meantime, we will work on the email list, and particularly Ken and Michael, especially you. Neither of you are going to Shanghai. Would help drive the November 19th session and get everything in place. And in the meantime, and if other people should rightfully be on that panel, please get the suggestion in. I mean, we're not closed to panelists yet.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Great. Oh, I think at one point, I mean, Michael, you were suggesting someone who was working with the High Fleet people. You remember?
Oh yeah. He's not really working in repositories so much. That's Bob Young at the University of Loughborough. Oh. But he wasn't really working in repositories.
That's not to worry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It just came to mind. Thanks. Great meeting.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ken.
Mm.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye.